100 word stories.
Yeah, okay. Let me just get some coffee here. Oh man, I remember to get coffee. Hey everybody, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. I'm not dead yet, so it's time for some stories. Actually, it's time for me to ramble about some other things. You know, the weekly challenge, blah, 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 the topic was mirror. We got plenty of time for that. I mean, there's a microphone, there's files, we got time. First up, so John Musico has been away for a while, and he's been sending me notes over and over again where to mail him the golden monkey. What? There are actual golden monkeys? You know, I had a page up there that listed them, but then I thought, you know, what the fuck? I mean, it's yourself of sense worth and all that and whatever. I don't know. Do we really want to 3D print some monkeys and paint them gold and mail them out? Or it's been a while since I've done a refrigerator magnet. We can put a golden monkey on that and do a story about the golden monkey. Do we want to do a week where the weekly challenge is golden monkey? And then see who comes up with the best story and then we'll put that on the magnet? Would that be kind of cool? It's about time. And all you people who have been out there, who have been a part of the weekly challenge and have earned golden monkeys, or the virtual golden monkeys, if you want to call it that, achievement golden monkey, you know, on your Xbox. What do you think we should do? Put your comments in the, comments. Your suggestions in the comments. Although there should be a suggestions if there's suggestions. Whatever. Or send me a note if you're embarrassed to give your idea, which is, you know, oh, I think they should be shaped like a dildo. That way, you know, it could be fun all day long. Then we could put a speaker in it. We could 3D print that. That's just some of the places I go. Oh, the places you will go. Dr. Seuss, you don't know the half of it. You'd be glad you're dead. So the weekly challenge, I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and I ramble for a bit, and then get on with it. Oh, man. So we've got Muncie, Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, Kat Feldragon. I think she's new. If you're not, thank goodness for Alzheimer's. I've forgotten. But if not, I've seen you, you know, listening in and this and that and whatever, and the notes and in the group in SL. But hi, hello, welcome. Cool. I love it when people join in from the shadows. And eventually they creep back. Everybody does. Everybody gives up in the end. And then they send notes asking, where's my golden monkey? Lizzie, Tura, Tom, you know, survived the fire, although he may be a little smoky. Charlie, Serendipity, Zach Man, Normal Joe, and me. No, I'd never write a story for this. I let Planet Z do that. So another mad ramble. I bitched about Jackie Collins last week. I'm going to probably post a story about her this week in the weekly stuff. But the big deal is this. Okay, so hundreds of people died in a stampede on the Hodge. Not Hodge, H-A-J, not H-O-D-G-E or H-U-D-G-E or, no, Strong Bear, the Hodge, no, the Hodge. It's some sort of throwing pebbles at pillars that represent the devil, stoning the devil to drive him back, challenge, you know, suggesting not to kill the kid. And what do? They kill hundreds every few years or so here. And they changed it. It used to be pillars surrounded in a circle, and they throw rocks at it, except the rocks would end up pelting each other. That's good design. But now it's a frickin' wall. You know, because you can change holy places for ergonomics. Like they're going to change the Blarney Stone so there's now a people mover going by it so you can kiss it. But apparently you can just, you know, hey, let's change it for tourists. Oh, they're not tourists, they're pilgrims. So there's a giant freaking wall so that they can't throw rocks at each other. And apparently they stampede because there are some people who believe, oh, you have to do it right after the next prayer. And hundreds died. if there are hundreds dying and thousands getting injured because of your so-called holy ritual, in order to represent refusing to sacrifice a child, and you have human sacrifices every few years, don't you see the irony in that? What kind of higher being thinks that's holy? Well, we have to just, you know, arrange it better and have people movers and this and that. That's fucked up. There are lots of fucked up things done in the name of religion. I mean, swirling the chickens around your head and sacrificing and spraying the blood everywhere, where they protest that shit in New York when the Orthodox Jews or the ultra-Orthodox or the super-Orthodox or the mega-Orthodox or whatever the fuck they call themselves, they have nice hats, you know, according to, was it a Woody Allen movie? No, it was Lord of War. You know, thank God, you know, Nick Cage kept his head together for a few days. But no, I like the hats where there are, you know, Ukrainians coming in and or whatever, and they pretend to be Jews in a neighborhood, and said, you know, the father actually starts turning that way, and it's like, well, I like the hats and it looks nice and I like the reading. You should read the beginning. You know, the rest of it's kind of fucked up. Well, it's all fucked up. It's Nick Cage, but all this stuff. I mean, millions of people gathering around for some guy in a dress who's the chief of the child molesters. You know, that's fucked up. Yeah, I know there are going to be some people saying, well, what the hell do you keep sacred? Cats. Cats in my lap. I pet them. That's what works. As Lincoln said, my religion is, you know, if you do good by people, I feel good. And if I do bad, I feel bad. You know, that kind of thing. You know, maybe I'm doing bad by people by opening my big fat mouth. My big fat mouth. 216.4 pounds. I was down to 213 for a while, but that was after about a dysentery. Now, you know, I went to Ragin' Cajun. It's walking distance from here. Although I have to walk along the train tracks, but it's walking distance. But I drove, because I'm lazy. And I went there, and I got a plate of fried crawdad tails. I got a bowl of gumbo. Mahi, because I had a Groupon, $20 for $40 worth of food, and I ate $40 fucking dollars worth of food. And then I emptied my pockets of all the cash and I dumped it in the tip jar, because I'm, you know, I don't want Groupon folks to be known as assholes, even though we are. But, you know, it's like, hey, they did a good job of it. They were nice to me. You know, you have to get your own fucking napkins and your own fucking silverware, but I got it. So it was good. Oh, God, it was good. I've been looking forward to that. And I got that for a reason. Now I've got, you know, a Groupon for 59 Diner. I got a Groupon for this. I got a Groupon for that. And I try to keep it real. I get the healthy stuff there, but when it isn't, just, oh, I got to get this. And I enjoyed it, and I earned it, and I didn't feel guilty of it. Now I can feel guilty, and I can walk, because I had a whole box of Triscuits. It's like, really? I know, there's lots of fiber in it. Danny is like, oh, well, there's lots of fiber in it. You know, it's all the fucking carbs and calories. Yeah, I'm swearing a lot this morning. You know, at least the Groupons for the coffee are good. This is Friendly's mint chocolate chip, and it doesn't taste like toothpaste. The Rocky Road one is actually pretty good. The butterscotch swirl tastes like, well, coffee. But, you know, 40 of this, 40 of that. Now I've got enough coffee for a whole season. I want variety. I want sampler packs. That's what I want. I used to get sampler packs, and then I kept a list of all the coffees that I tried, and if they were good, if they were bad. I should post up anyone interested in that list, I can post up a link to it up on Google Docs. And speaking of Google Docs, well, not really, but my iPhone 6S arrived. And it's really cool. I can hit the button and then hold my thumb over it, and it logs me in, and I don't have to type out the numbers. Someone cuts off, and I've got a key to my left and my right thumbs. So I can use either thumb. I'm thumbidextrous. And you know what? Nothing's really changed, except now I got six rows of icons. And it's not the huge one, the gigantic one. No, it's just, it's a phone. My battery was going a little weird on the 5. And what I've done is I've wiped the 5, and then I'm going to go to Walmart and then drop it in the thing and get like 50 bucks for it or 30 bucks for it. The power button is a little weird on it, but it works. And, you know, they can tear it down or whatever and then dump it in some Chinese landfill. And then they can boil out the useful rare earths and poison themselves to death. because we're one fucked up non-recycling universe. We're just one fucking planet. And this, you know, mass pedo, you know, the chief of the child molesters in a dress going through Philadelphia and New York, and then lecturing Congress and all that about greed and all that. Someone steals his water glass for holy water. It's like, really? Really? I hope he gets some fucking dysentery from the water. You know? I don't know what the shit is up with people, but we're one messed up bunch of monkeys. And yet I've got this fancy new phone. And then in 3 weeks, it's going to be out of date. So, there's my ramble. You missed the rambles? There's my ramble. If you really want the rambles, come to the Story Reads. And yeah, that pathetic Second Life thing on Saturday mornings. I can change the time. What, you want it Wednesdays at 2? You want it Tuesdays at 3? You want it Blaine's Day at 11:62 o'clock? Whatever. I just do the reads. You know, I read there because, one, it's among friends, and two, I can widow out all the crap. Well, okay, I add crap in, but, you know, if I spell something wrong, if I use the word very or just too much, I can add more. And reading it, you know, you gotta, and I don't have to go to a fucking coffee shop and put on a beret, you know? Although, if there are any of those around Houston, let me know. Maybe I'll contaminate one. Maybe I'll make that my challenge for year 46 on this hunk of rock full of fucking crazy monkeys. I'm going to go ahead and do that. Read live. Reading live. Hey, if Julie Susan can do it, I can do it. You know, I can do it backwards. In heels, backwards, you know. One hand tied behind my back. Ugh, coffee. You think people would put up with this crazy shit? Alive, reading, me swearing, reading this crap? Ugh, who cares? Really? Isn't this good enough? The podcast, reading, and then dumping into an MP3, and then vomiting out into the universe on a server that's down half the time? I need to migrate my stuff over to my own server so it's down half the time, but it's my fucking fault. Sitecity really is free through work. It's our test bed for edges and changes and new patches to see if they work. That's what it is. And so I'm contributing to that. I'm the bloated media file testing site for it, I think. I fool myself into. And so if my stuff, my backups don't work, you know, my gigantic 23 gig backups fail, they can look through the log and see, oh, okay, that's where it went wrong. So I'm a fucking test monkey too. They never asked me, but they said, hey, get your sites over here. It's for free. Yeah, it's for testing. Really, it's for testing. And it's cool. It's cool that it's testing. My podcast here helps make the product better. And it's a good product. That's why I work there. I've worked for places that have shitty products. I mean, God, look at television news. Dirty laundry. So, what else? So I'm going to dump the phone into the Walmart bin. We have a nearby Walmart. We have a new Walmart. I missed a freaking Walmart opening up. I saw the sign, and I thought, no, that's really for Costco. No, it's for a Walmart. It's a hidden Walmart. I drove all the way down to the Walmart, like 6 miles away. No, there's a Walmart right here. And I went in there, and it wasn't Walmart yet. It wasn't disgusting yet. It wasn't, you know, 500-pound people being dragged around on dollies yet. It wasn't, you know, families full, you know, with nobody, well, one tooth, and it's the babies that just came in because it hasn't fallen out yet. And they have a Subway, not a McDonald's, so at least they're trying. So I've got this iPhone 6S, and I want to try the Apple Pay, okay? So I put my Discover card in there, I put my Bank of America card in there, and Walmart counts as a grocery, so I get double or triple, quadruple cash back. What the fuck, I don't care, it's this money. And I want to go to Whole Foods. Walmart doesn't honor the Apple Pay, but you, the smart cards, you can stick them in, and it does the chip and the verify, because if you slide the card, then you have to stick it in and shove it and twaddle it. But if you go to Whole Foods, you can use the Apple Pay. And McDonald's, you can use the Apple Pay, which you spent all that fucking money on the phone. All you can afford is McDonald's at this point. Olive Garden won't do it anymore. They got those little funny, you know, creepy things at the tables, which we'll probably go to for dinner tonight, I hope, because I like their salads. okay, so it's $20 for the freaking salad, but I like their salads. I've got a refrigerator full of stuff I can make salads from. Let them do it. Pay $80 for a fried thing that I won't eat, and drinks, and what, and that, and $80. Walk into Olive Garden, $80. Oh, but we have all these deals and coupons, $80. You know, just like you can't get out of Whole Foods without spending $100. So, that's my ramble. Did you miss this? Did you miss this? Do you want more of this? Do you want less of this? Do you want it in its own stupid podcast somewhere? Tom's doing his own, but he's doing it calm and serene and happy. He's got footnote back, and that's great, although he ran away from the fire. I say, run into the fire! That's what I do. No wonder why all my hair is gone. I shaved my head. I got sick of it. I look at my hair and it's like, oh, God. All this gray and where it isn't, let it all go. But I'm using a buzz cutter, so it's like stubbly, so I can fool myself into thinking it's still black. Oh, really? Nobody gets out of here alive. Oh, did you want the stories? Fine. Let's listen to Muncie.
Greetings, Starfish. To your last week as Starfish and my last story for the month of September. Are we ready to bring it home, Starfish style? Good, because bringing it home is exactly what it is that I intend to do. Mirrors, by Christopher Monroe. I've replaced the ceiling of my bedroom with mirrors. The walls, too. My quilt and sheet set are now made of reflective material, and I've covered what furniture I have with mirrors as well. This way, wherever I look, I can't escape the vision of myself, reflected back at myself, all the way to infinity. It's been suggested that this will drive me mad, and it might. There are days where I feel like it's driven me mad already. Nonetheless, it's necessary. Something, after all, has to be done, to compensate for my own lack of capacity for self-reflection. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. So it ends, my starfish, for another month. But tune in next week for spooky goings on.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 492 on the topic of mirror. I've got two stories for you. My first one is called Life in the Fast Lane. The Porsche 911 rocketed down the highway, effortlessly exceeding the speed limit by 40 miles per hour. The car was Larry's gift to himself, purchased with his annual bonus. His life was in the fast lane. He deserved a commensurate car. As Larry glanced into the rearview mirror, he saw a Corvette rapidly gaining on him and pushed harder on the accelerator. For several miles, the two cars weaved through traffic, playing a high-stakes game. Then Larry looked in the mirror again to see the vet drop back substantially. Larry chuckled. Life in the fast lane, loser. Only then did Larry see the police cruiser coming up quickly, lights flashing and siren wailing. Larry knew what next year's bonus would buy, a radar detector. My second story is called Two Reflections. Hand in hand, Connor and Eileen entered the funhouse, which turned out to consist of but a single room. This contained nothing but two mirrors, about 10 feet apart. Eileen stepped in front of the first and saw a grotesque, bloated reflection. The image had bad skin, bulges in unsightly places, and a rat's nest of hair. The second mirror displayed a much different Eileen, lithe and pretty, with an inescapable feeling of lightness about the image. Connor took his turn. The first mirror showed a handsome, athletic man, and he smiled at his reflection. The second mirror displayed a mean-looking version of Connor, whose smile was a cruel sneer. Try as he might, Connor could not make the image change. When the couple left the funhouse, a carny passed them a card that read, "The mirrors reflect how you see yourself and how you really are. It is for you to decide which is which." Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. It's Richard, and I have a story. Well, of course I do. Why would I be doing this if I didn't have one? Anyway, here we go, a story based on the topic of mirror. Have you seen the experiment where scientists leave a mirror in the jungle and film the reaction of passing animals in order to measure the level of self-awareness of various species. Personally, I'm not that impressed with the findings that such experiments reveal. I don't think that observing an animal react to its own reflection is any real indication of self-awareness. Take me, for example. I have an absolute loathing for mirrors, and if I should happen to pass one, I'll take great pains to ignore it at all costs. I don't want to see my reflection. I'm painfully self-aware. And there you go. That's my story, and that's me done. So until next week, goodbye.
Mirror. I don't like mirrors. Never have. They embody so much of what is wrong with our society. Why do we even need mirrors? So we can make sure we measure up to others' ideals of beauty? So I can obsess over my crow's feet, the acne scars that will never go away, or the extra chin that seemed to just appear one day? When I think of mirrors, I think of the evil queen in Snow White and the story of Echo and Narcissus. Can you imagine a world without mirrors? I can. No mirrors, no more bathroom selfies. Hooray!
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The antique Victorian mirror had a silver handle, beautifully carved. It glowed each time someone picked it up. Every single person thought that was good. After all, everybody secretly wished to be special. The problem was that the more the mirror glowed, the more dangerous it became. No one knew that as soon as the mirror reached a state of glow overload, the first terrible, unfortunate soul to hold it would turn into a cranky, shriveled old witch. Darn bad luck that Harry was the one who grabbed it. And yes, he is now, officially, a cranky, shriveled old witch. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tura Rosaino here with a story on the subject mirror. I fear mirrors, for always he is there, facing my 73 years with an indeterminate prime of youth. I suppose I looked like him once, but did I have that air of contemptuous superiority? His tattered clothing is not more expensive than I could once afford, but more than I ever cared to. The face behind his face hints at vices much indulged, yet it is I who weaken with the years. I speak, but he never replies. I think he will not until I lie dying, to tell me that this world was the reflection, and his the reality.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story tonight is called Keepsakes. Great Aunt Franny's mirror was the only object she kept from the old country. My great-grandfather bought it at a market in the Jewish ghetto of Vienna. The story goes that the merchant acquired it from a Sufi who had fled Istanbul. It was said to have been stolen from the Khedive Palace that hugged the Asian coast of the Bosporus. The silvering at the edge had clouded considerably, so her father had gotten it for little more than a handful of Maria Theresa's. After her wake, I searched for the mirror, but never found it. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Greetings, all. It's been a good week. It looked old and neglected in the gym mirror. She was 22, and she asked me if I liked the tramp stamp she had for a couple of years. She pulled down her bikini bottom. I saw a big ass and a horrible tat. I asked her, point blank, where has that ass been? It was a 40-year-old ass on a girl only half that age. I'm sorry. That's no way for a college swimming coach to talk. I've got my own problems. After the areola reduction surgery, I've been far too conscious of body images, and I apologize. Second, when I studied communications, I concentrated on a unit and practicum that dealt with neurolinguistic programming, specifically the technique of mirroring a person to induce in them a frame of mind that allowed control of behavior with my actions, breathing, speech, etc. I put my studies to work the first time I sold a used British sports car. I kept eye contact while I slowed down the pace of my speech, my movements, and my breathing. In a few moments, I had my customer mirroring me, even as I reached for the contract and the pen she would sign the contract with. Third, do you need to step away from the mirror every once in a while and look for another reflection, like the one in the eyes of the people and your dogs who love and admire you? I know a guy that takes selfies of himself every chance he gets. He takes pictures of himself driving, eating, at work, on the commode, etc. He loves himself. Few others do, since he is a boorish clout and a self-important twerp. When the door closes in the morning, his wife breathes a deep sigh and drinks a big glass of white wine before breakfast.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I went on an effective communication skills course to build closer relationships with the people I had to work with. It was there that I learned how to mirror nonverbal communication in order to establish rapport. I became very good at it. And before long, I wasn't only reflecting mood and temperament, but I was beginning to mirror attitudes, opinions and thought processes too. Empathy became sympathy, and over time, I gained an understanding that went far beyond professional interest. Recently, I've started mirroring behaviors and activities. Not such a good thing when you interview murderers and serial killers for a living.
John exits the restroom squinting. "Have you seen my sunglasses?" asked John. "Who do you think you are, Corey Hart? It's the middle of the night," replied his roommate. "Have you ever heard of a mirror universe?" asked John. "Like in Star Trek, where everything that is good is bad?" said the roommate. "Well, not in this case. I found a portal under the sink to a place that everything is reflective. I tried exploring, but nearly every time I shine my flashlight at something, the reflection nearly blinded me. Here they are. Now to explore brave new worlds."
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I nearly forgot to record my story tonight. But here it is, 10 o'clock, and I'm at it. Fortunately, I had written the story already. Busy day. Forgetful things. Well, here's my story. Karina and Katrina were twins, mirror images of each other. Everyone thought they were identical, but that would be impossible. The mirror, remember, reveals the true opposite. Karina was right-handed, Katrina was left. When Karina had a witty thought, her right eyebrow rose of its own accord. Katrina's was her left, and her thoughts were devious. Karina was pure-hearted and good, and when she smiled, a deep dimple formed in her right cheek. Katrina had a dimple as well, but as you've surely guessed, it appeared in her left cheek, and something truly wicked was about to happen. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
general's assistant had been caught with the rebels. The rebels were dead, and a firing squad had been assembled for the assistant. "Any last words?" asked the general. "How can you stand to look at yourself in the mirror?" The general smiled. "I don't. If you remember, I have people like you to shave me, check my hair, and make sure that my tie is straight." The general gave the command to fire. The firing squad took aim, turned, and shot the general. "And command your troops," said the assistant. The firing squad reloaded, turned, and shot him too.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of mirror. Look deep into the mirror and see what you found. I hope you've learned something this week. I know I have, and that is a 16-minute rant really slows things down. The next topic will be Good Buddy, because it's October 4th, 10-4, Good Buddy. If you're in Europe and you go 4-10, well, I don't know what the hell it is there. Get a CB radio. Hey, 4-10 means pull over and have some tea. I don't know. I don't drive in Europe, and I don't have a CB radio. And I don't have, well, I do have a, well, you can't really call it a truck. It's a Chevy Blazer. It's 17 years old, and there'll be a story on that in 2.5 years when they finally get around to it. One a day until the day I die.com. We've got a whole bunch of things on the table. Should I create golden monkey statuettes or whatever and spray paint them gold for Michaels and or make refrigerator magnets? It's been a while. Do you have a story for a refrigerator magnet? Send it in. Maybe we should have a contest for that or maybe a challenge, because a contest means someone actually wins something. It's just a challenge. Also, should I be rambling and ranting about that? Are there topics that I shouldn't say? Or there's topic that I should? I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Who cares? So, other than that, are there any other things for discussion? Go ahead and put them in the comments. Write me privately if you're a coward. That's all. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.